Time now to catch up with Nathan Dunn, who's a young trainer who's got a couple of very promising horses. How are you, Nath?
Very well, and yourself, Michael?
Very good, mate. Very good to see you with a couple of nice horses. We'll talk about your runner at Sandown tomorrow in a moment, but there's another one called Corona Lad, who could well be the stable star. Two from two, this son of Animal Kingdom. How good could Corona Lad be, Nath?
Yeah, it's interesting to see, really, because, you know, what he's doing at the moment on the track is, I feel a little bit on raw ability. He's still, you know, got a bit to learn. He, you know, after he leaves the barriers, he doesn't bounce straight into the bridle and start to travel. It takes him a while to build momentum, and then he blends into the race nicely and puts him away comfortably. But, yeah, he's still got a little bit to learn.
We haven't seen him since he had that impressive win at Sandown on the 22nd of December. And having a look at his replays, it's exactly that. He seems to be niggled at most of the way until he gets to the end of the race and he just has a superior turn of foot. So what do you think could be his best distance?
I think a mile. But admittedly, you know, his first career start at Hamilton, there was a barrier malfunction. So the starter actually took three attempts to open the gate, so he anticipated the start the first two times, and then he was on the back foot when they did release. So he missed the start at Hamilton, and then, you know, he had to be niggled, and he was unbalanced on the turn, and had to weave his way through the field, and then get him out wide, and he hit the line hard. And Sandown, admittedly, it was also a hot speed, you know, so he jumped away clean, but then they went lickety-split early, and Tommy didn't really want to use him up the hill to try and, you know, take a bit more of a prominent position, so he just tucked him in behind, and then he switched off a little bit too much, so he had to niggle and flap and just keep him on the job a bit. And then when he pulled him out, he blended it into it nicely, but yeah, he's still got a bit to learn, and I'm looking forward to getting him out to the mile. So there were some offers, quite substantial offers from Hong Kong. Yeah. But Ash Perks, the owner's elected to keep him. He's raced horses for 20 years and feels that this is probably his best shot at having a good one. And because he was only a $6,000 purchase on the internet, online, that the horse owes him nothing, you know. So he's in it for the ride now. He's comfortable with the decision of not selling him, so I've told him he needs to live with that decision now and that none of this coulda, shoulda, woulda, that he has to live by that decision. And going forward, we'll probably go an official trial on the 7th at Cranbourne and then into the CS Hayes and then, all going well, into the Australian Guineas.
Are you almost pinching yourself when you're talking about those types of races?
Yeah, I am, definitely. yeah, it is a bit crazy. But hopefully this is that banner horse that I need to shake the stigma of just being a horse breaker and a pre-trainer, that, you know, I'll gain a little bit more trust from my great clients, that they can entrust me with a good horse and I can get the job done.
Well, that's what every trainer needs, a good horse, an up-and-coming horse. And you've got another one that is flying the flag at the moment, and Vasme has been super impressive. Two wins this time in and heads to Sandown tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't be any happier than the way he came back this preparation. He was really good at Warrnambool, and then he backed it up again at Werribee. And so the plan with him is to go to Sandown tomorrow, and then I'll, because I'm a country trainer with a small team and only have the one Victorian stable, I'm eligible for the country series, the mile series. So he'll run in some of those heats, and then we'll aim towards the final at Flemington over a mile for 250,000.
Well done, Nath. It's good to see you with a couple of nice horses. And if you can keep these two going, it's going to be an exciting time. Best of luck tomorrow. We look forward to seeing your other stable star heading towards, who knows, an attempt at the Australian Guineas. We'll catch up soon.
Good man. Much appreciated, Michael, and hope you had a great time on the Gold Coast.